Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it is Gem. And recently Greg and I did a podcast, one of the longer ones, called The Sound of Silence. It was about silent cinema, and as Greg so eloquently said at the end, it may not have been the conversation we were planning to have, but it was the conversation we were meant to have. Great line, by the way, Greg. But obviously what that indicates is we didn't necessarily say everything we were planning to. And there was one thing I wanted to tell you guys about, which I had done a little bit of research on, again, bringing silent cinema into the realms of history, but perhaps not in the way that you might think. I am pretty sure that if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have seen Ben-Hur. Now, what you may not be aware of is that classic 1950s movie starring Charlton Heston was actually a remake of a black and white silent movie. Indeed, there was an absolutely terrible remake of Ben-Hur, I think, in 2016. So it's a popular choice of topic. However, way, way, way back in the silent era one, a number of the larger movies, as we got towards the end of the silent era, they wanted to impress people with spectacle. Now, I mentioned Eisenstein, but I know there were a number of movies that were designed to wow people with the colossal set design, a cast of thousands, you know, extras running all over the place. And this was one of those. It was one of the largest sets ever built for movies. And afterwards, of course, the question was, well, what do we do with all this stuff? It's so big, so massive, that where do we put it? What do we do with it? It'll take us an inordinate amount of time to tear it all down. Now, interesting sidebar, in the scene of the big burning of the city in Gone with the Wind, what they did was they grabbed every single old set they could and burnt them for real. There is actually a bit of the set of King Kong in Gone with the Wind on fire. Anyway, but what the people who created the silent movie of Ben-Hur did was they decided to just chuck it in ditches, allow Mother Nature to just reclaim it, and let the desert sands just outside of Hollywood reclaim and blow over this massive set. So what, I hear you say? Well, about, I'm going to say 10, 15 years ago, a group of archaeologists from the University of California, well, the thing about America is its archaeology is a little limited if you're going to compare it to the rest of the world. So they decided, rather than going to Egypt to dig up some ancient sites and sounds, or Rome to dig up ancient monoliths, etc., they were going to go into the deserts where this silent movie had been filmed to see how much of the statues and the larger sized creations of this silent movie could be excavated in an archaeological way. And they did it, and they found lots of things. Now, of course, these pieces of props and scenery were never meant to stand the test of time, as opposed to a large marble statue of Caesar Augustus or something like that. So it was pretty badly degraded, but there are photos of them actually sort of laying out the grids and doing all the archaeological best practice in California, digging up what in theory looks like very ancient finds indeed. So therefore, bringing everything full circle from the silent movie into genuinely the realms of archaeology and history. Once they'd finished digging things up, they decided to cover it up again. So in theory, you could go out there now and do a little bit of archaeology in the ancient world, in the new world. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Longer podcast, as always, on Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening, and keep listening to the podcast.